Emily Anderson is a senior at Tucson High School. She's one of the students in the Chinese language program. She's preparing for a presentation at lunchtime to celebrate the Chinese New Year, which is part of the celebration in many Asian countries known as the Lunar New Year. She says the class is preparing her for real life in an international community.
What I really believe that the Chinese language program does is it actually shows you how to be conversational. It's not bookwork and grammar every day. I mean, yes, we do have that, but I mean, it's more of a can you get around in China? Can you grasp the culture? Can you really understand what you're saying instead of regurgitating information? Most of our class is basically verbal because, you know, if you can't have a conversation, really, how effective are you at communicating and expressing yourself?
Last summer, the 17-year-old traveled to China through this program.
China was an incredible experience. I met so many people, and actually I'm receiving a visit from one of my friends from China in a couple of weeks.
She says learning to speak another language is important.
Mandarin is such a great language, and I think people are just so, like, focused on, oh, it's so different from English, oh, it's so different from English, but I think, like, you know, just grasping the culture is just really, you know, it makes it easy. As long as you put in a little bit of effort, it really does come alive, and you really do understand the language.
Lanza.
Oh, Baisa and Lanza.
Lanza.
Blue and white.
Anderson attributes her success in Chinese class to her teacher, Kimberly Gaskell. She oversees the Chinese language program at Tucson High School.
We, Tucson High currently has a program that actually is 8th through 12th grade. We have some middle schoolers coming over from Ross Grouche. We have 113 students and 4 levels of Chinese.
The Chinese government's Bureau of Education has identified only 3 schools in Arizona for their model Chinese language programs. All of them are in Pima County. The schools are Tucson Magnet High School, Catalina Foothills High School, and the International School of Tucson. Nationwide, the Chinese government recognized 100 schools. Gaskell says the recognition and the grant are a big deal.
It was a 30-page application, half in Chinese and half in English, and so that was a test for my Chinese, but really exciting. With all of the budget cuts that are happening, I mean, I had to go out and find a way to continue to fund our program because we are not a core. And although we talk about being 21st century schools, unfortunately, language classes are some of the first things that could go in a tight economy.
Tucson High School's Chinese program has received $22,000 in the last 2 years through this grant and will be awarded $11,000 more next year to pay for iPads, provide language training for TUSD foreign language teachers, and cover the cost of national Chinese language conferences for students and teachers. Gaskell says the program at Tucson High has been around for 6 years, and she says students meet 3 times a week.
They have reading and writing practice on Fridays. They're reading short novels. They're listening to podcasts. Through our grant, we actually have purchased 15 iPads, and with the second year, we're going to expand our iPad classroom. And so they are using those every day in the classroom to do assignments, to practice writing characters.
Gaskell students use the iPads to record themselves speaking Mandarin Chinese, and then they upload their recordings so they can keep track of their progress. Anderson, a student in Gaskell's classroom, says she plans to continue studying Chinese after she graduates from Tucson High.
Dare I say, I'm going to ASU for the flagship in Mandarin, and I'm definitely going to pursue it. And hopefully, with my studies in international relations, I will become an ambassador or at least a diplomat to China.
Students in the Chinese language program will have the opportunity to travel to China this summer for a 2-week language immersion trip. I'm Fernanda Echavarri, Arizona Public Media.